what I should stress, this is very much preliminary investigation. There are still restrictions on movement in Juba and some other places. It's still very tense. But I think what's becoming clear is, you know, a lot of people were killed, possibly hundreds of people. We've confirmed at least 73 civilian deaths, but we fear it could be quite a lot more. And the number of cases of sexual violence and rape has also been climbing to very alarming levels. And we've documented at least 217 cases in Juba alone between the 8th and the 25th of July. And unfortunately, some violations are continuing to take place. It's not the same intensity as it was in mid-July, but it doesn't seem to be over yet.
And regarding the killing, some civilians were executed by government forces. Have they been specifically targeted because they are due to their new origin?
It seems to be the case, yes. We know of a few specific examples. For example, on the 11th of July, so that was a couple of days after the fighting broke out, SPLA, that's government soldiers, arrested 8 Nuer civilians during house-to-house searches in one part of Juba. Took them to a couple of hotels nearby and shot 4 of them. The same day, they broke into another hotel and they shot and killed a journalist. Not clear in his case whether it's because he's newer or because he was a journalist or both. But in the other case, I think fairly clearly they were picked on because of their tribal identity. And similarly, a lot of the rapes appear to be very much aimed at Nuer women. And a lot of the violence and rapes are taking place around 2 of the UN camps, where they're protecting thousands of very frightened civilians. And those 2 camps in particular, Site 1, as I referred to, contain almost all the people inside are Nuer, and the SPLA soldiers knew that very well.
And regarding the sexual violence cases, these are limited to Juba only?
Well, Juba's where we have most information. Now, unfortunately, sexual violence is just a chronic problem in South Sudan. We've heard some report of it happening in other places, but the worst fighting was in Juba during this episode. There was a month earlier in June, there were rapes taking place in a town called Wao. So it's an ongoing problem, but it emerged really badly during this violence in July.
High Commissioner Zaid added that Nuer and Dinka women were all targeted. But do you think it was a result of a concerted plan?
I think the jury is still out on exactly what happened at the beginning and why it happened and whether things were planned or just sort of exploded. But I think unfortunately, when things do explode in South Sudan, very quickly they degenerate into this kind of picking on groups, picking on the women in particular, which is horrendous. And we had a report out in March which contained really appalling details of gang rapes and huge numbers of rapes taking place last year in 2015. So it's a chronic problem in South Sudan, and I think one of the real big issues is really no sort of accountability at all. And soldiers and officers and people manning checkpoints and so on and so forth don't seem to face any kind of penalty from the government for this kind of behavior.
And what about the allegations that some peacekeepers may have failed to assist women who were reportedly raped and assaulted near their position?
Well, that's right. These are allegations at one of the protection of civilian sites that they could see what was happening to some of the women outside on the road, and they didn't intervene. I think the details of that and why that happened are still not clear, and I think UNMISS is investigating that. But obviously, you know, their job is to protect civilians if they can do so. So I think it's important to find out if people were negligent and didn't do their duty to protect civilians, and there should be some kind of accountability for that.
How would you qualify all these crimes? Are they crimes against humanity, war crime?
I don't think we're at a point of really classifying them at this point. I think you'd need more information. Obviously, UN human rights staff in South Sudan will continue to look into what happened, continue to try and find witnesses and victims and cross-reference all the interviews and, you know, really pin down how much is planned. And, you know, there are all sorts of issues here when you're looking particularly at crimes against humanity. Is there some kind of planning that's gone on? Is it widespread and systematic? So I don't think we're really at that point at the moment. But crimes, yes, of some sort, clearly, especially the killings and the rapes.
And when the High Commissioner Zaid called on the Security Council to take stronger action, what would be for you, UN Human Rights Office, be really the top priority?
Well, I think really combating the impunity, because you just get these cycles of violence in South Sudan, you know, again and again and again. And as I said, people are not brought to account, and therefore there's no disincentive. Soldiers, once violence breaks out, soldiers look for women from the other group and they rape them. And until that, until there's some disincentive from doing that, until there are investigations and soldiers are arrested and jailed for a very serious crime, on the basis of proper evidence, of course, then they're going to keep doing this. And the same with the looting and the destruction and so on. I mean, the whole range of human rights violations that they're taking part in, there's really almost total impunity for these violations. So that must stop. If that doesn't stop, it'll just go on and on and on.